And now, a commentary from Chris Fitzsimon, the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
This past weekend, 4-year-old Killian Perez from Fayetteville died after he accidentally shot himself with a loaded gun he found on the top of the refrigerator in his home. A few weeks before, also in Fayetteville, 2-year-old Samari Buford died after she accidentally shot herself with a loaded handgun she found under the couch while playing on the floor. Around the same time, the Charlotte Observer ran a column from a physician who attended a concealed carry class where the instructor advised the attendees to keep their guns stored under the bed and loaded. That's right, the instructor in a state-approved class for people seeking a permit to carry a concealed handgun told the class of 50 people to keep their loaded gun under their bed at night. Studies show that roughly a third of the children in the United States live in homes with a gun, and in half of those homes, the gun is kept unlocked. Expect more tragedies like the ones in Fayetteville, more 2-year-olds and 4-year-olds dying, because most politicians are too pathetic to have a serious conversation about guns. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.